Welcome to the next installment of Zen Yoga Gurdjieff, Perspectives on Inner Work, February 3rd. Today, we're going to take a look at the idea of creationism. One of the premises of Stuart Kaufman's Reinventing the Sacred is that the universe is an endless fountain of creativity. On examination of this idea, I see that, like all ideas, I perceive it as being somehow outside myself. The intellect has a habit of creating a separation between the thoughts and ideas that arise in it and the world as it actually exists. So I generally fail to see that I live within this condition of creativity. There is definitely an irony in that because I've spent most of my life as a creative person. Yet this creativity has been mechanical and habitual. It's driven by something real, that's probably true. Nonetheless, being touched by the real, it corrupts itself and turns into more of a reaction than an action. This morning, I find myself examining the question from the point of view of sensation and vibration in the body, and I see that I am not apart from creativity. Creativity is a force that permeates the universe from the quantum level on up. Atoms are creative, molecules are creative, and every structure that they aggregate to build, no matter how massive, including suns and galaxies and universes, is creative. Even the forces we perceive as destructive are actually forces of transformation that take what has been created and create something new again. So we live within creativity. Every action that we take cannot be separated from this condition. Every force that acts upon us cannot be separated from this condition. The universe and every manifestation in it is in a permanent state of creation. Scientists and religious fundamentalists can argue all they want to about why it is this way, but the fundamental fact is inescapable. This philosophical premise is able to encounter an actualizing factor through the medium of consciousness. If we become more aware, more awake, if our centers participate more in our lives, the premise of creation is no longer a thought. It becomes an experience that does not need to be analyzed by the mind. It is simply what it is. The older I get, the more distinct some impressions I have are. One of them is that we all talk too much. The other one is that we all try to think things out with the intellectual mind too much. If we want to receive life and experience it more deeply, I think we need to talk less and think a bit less with the intellectual mind. The intellectual parts of our other centers, which we are singularly unfamiliar with, need to do a bit more of the thinking. This question I ponder quite often, the question of inhabiting my life, continues to be paramount. Inhabiting my life is quite different than just living. It requires attention and intention. It requires intimacy on my part and a willingness to be where I am. Every time I take an inner step closer to this relationship, I am one step closer to an experience of eternal creativity. All of us are both servants and representatives of that force. Each one of us participates, whether we want to or not. The question is whether we participate willingly and actively according to our own efforts. Where do we find ourselves within this eternal theater of creation? May our hearts be open and our prayers be heard. Thanks for joining us today.